We've been able to look upon that thought, Letters for Living. And as we come here to this 113th Psalm, we begin that section which begins with the Hebrew letter, Samech. Samech. And we find here in the 113th verse to the 120th verse, the psalmist is placing his faith in one that he might not necessarily be able to touch with his hand or see with his visible eye, but boy, you can see God working all around. And I believe that's what we need to have hope in today, is to know that by faith He's alive. Amen? By faith He is concerned about your need, and He's concerned about my need. And I want to preach on this thought this morning. He's all I need. Amen? He's all I need. If you found your place, 119th Psalm, let's stand this morning, honor and reverence for the reading of the Word of God. 119th Psalm, verse number 113. I want to preach this morning once again on this thought. He's all I need. The Bible says there, I hate vain thoughts, but Thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto Thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold Thou me up, and I shall be saved. I will have respect unto Thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from Thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love Thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of Thee, and I am afraid of Thy judgments. You may be seated this morning. He's all I need. I want to begin thinking of this thought this morning, of He's all I need. He's my surety. Well, I'm glad that there's something we have surety in. I'm glad there's something that we can place confidence in to know that it's right. Amen. Hey, the Bible says there in verse number 113, the psalmist says, I hate vain thoughts, but Thy law do I love. He says, I hate vain thoughts. Now, we know that vanity is something that is of emptiness. It's something that is void. It's something that is lacking. And he says there in verse number 113, he says, I hate vain thoughts. That hate that he's talking about there is talking about being hateful toward one person or somebody. A lot of us, a lot of times, have hate for many things. And you say, preacher, I'm saved, and I know that I have been delivered. But I want to remind you this morning that even the best of us have our shortcomings. Amen. Even the best of us have our faults and our failures. Hey, we only are who we are. Hey, we're still flesh and blood until we get glorified. And my friend, there are certain things that we do hate. But you know, according to the Word of God, there are certain things that we ought to hate. There are certain things that we should hate. We find that God said over yonder in the book of Proverbs, and I didn't even have that mark, but God just spoke to me right then. He says over yonder in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 6, God Himself even said, these six things doth the Lord hate. And He said, yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. He says, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. We find those are things that God hates. But we find that the psalmist says over here in Psalm number 119, verse 113, he says, I hate vain thoughts. Now that thoughts in which that he is speaking of there in the Hebrew, it means this. It means divided. He says, I hate somebody that's divided. He says, I hate somebody that is divided-minded. Hey, I want to remind you this morning about what the book of James says. There in the first chapter, he says a double-minded man is what? He's unstable in all of his ways. And the psalmist says, I hate vain thoughts. I hate somebody that's double-minded. I hate somebody whose mind is divided. Can't decide whether they're going to live for God or whether they're going to live for themselves. Can't decide whether they're going to sell out unto Jesus or whether they're going to live for the world. Ain't going to satisfy their own selves. Going to do what they feel like's right in the eyes of themselves and not what's right according to the Word of God. My friend, we need a nation that clings unto the Word of God. We need a group of people, hey, that God called to church to step out, to step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to stand for something. Hey, there are certain things that I'm going to abide by, and that's the Word of God. And anything that's not found therein, anything that's contrary, anything that doesn't match up to what the Word of God says we ought to be, hey, we ought to hate it. The Bible says there, He says, I hate vain thoughts. But boy, I'm glad that God is my surety. Hey, think about this thought. Hey, that word thoughts not only means divided or divided mind, but it speaks of a person being destitute of a firm faith and persuasion of divine things. You know what that means? They're just driven to and fro. Hey, they just fly in here and fly in there. They just go hither and thither. Hey, there's nothing surety about them. Hey, but I'm here to tell you, if you'll place your faith and your trust and your confidence in Jesus enough to get you saved, hey, you ought to place your faith and your trust in Jesus to get you through life. I'm talking about good times. I'm talking about the mountaintop. I'm talking about the great peaks of life. But I'm also talking about the lowest valley. Hey, I'm talking about the deepest water that you ever treaded in. Hey, I'm thinking about all that God can do for us today. He's our surety. He's all I need. Hey, the Bible says there, He says, I hate vain thoughts. But He says there, but Thy law do I love. My friend, we ought not be people that are double-minded. Ought not be divided as to whether we're going to serve God or not. Hey, I thought about this. He's not just our surety, but He's our sanity. Amen. Hey, God helps you keep it together. God helps you keep your thoughts in the right place. God helps you think, help you keep your mind in right touch with God, saying, hey, I'm not going to live for nothing less than Jesus and all that He is. But you don't know why? Because He's been good to me. Hey, just because He wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life ought to make you shout. Hey, some people say, I've lost my shout. I've lost my zest. I've lost my zeal. Don't have no hump anymore. Don't have no get up and go for Jesus anymore. Hey, just think about how lost you used to be. Think about what muck and mire God pulled you out of. Think about how gracious He's been unto you. Hey, that ought to make you cold chills run up and down your spine to think about how good God has been unto us. Hey, He's all I need. He is my surety, but He's also my shelter. Look what it says there in verse number 114. He says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. Hey, the psalmist, he went through the difficulties of life. Hey, I believe the psalmist had been there. You say, preach, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand everything that's going on in my life. Hey, I might not, but God does. Amen. Hey, He is the one that's your shelter. He's the one that can help you. Hey, the psalmist says, Thou art my hiding place. That hiding place speaks of a covering. It speaks of a shelter. It speaks of a place of protection. My friend, God can help you if you'll call upon Him. Hey, if you'll just be like that little chick underneath the brood of its mama's wings. Hey, I'm here to tell you what, God can stretch forth His outstretched arm. He can bring you unto a place of shelter. He can bring you unto a place of hiding. Hey, you say, preacher, am I supposed to run from my problems? Am I supposed to run from the events of life? Hey, that bring havoc and bring heartache. No, I'm not saying y'all run from Him. Hey, you just ought to run under His shelter. Run underneath His arm. Run under His protection. He'll help you. Bible says there, the psalmist said, He said, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. Hey, that shield speaks of a buckler. It speaks of an armed defense. Hey, I'll tell you what, there ain't no army that's greater than the army of God. Ain't no kingdom that's more powerful than the kingdom of God. Hey, there ain't no person, no being here on this earth that's got no more power than God. Oh, there's a lot to think they do. Oh, they think that they're in control. They think they can do all. But I'm here to tell you what, hey, wherever I find my place in the short rope, wherever I find my place running out of steam, hey, that's where I got to go to the shelter of God and get some help. Hey, my friend, He's all we need. Amen. He's all I need. He's my surety. He's my shelter. It says there in verse number 114, He says, I hope in Thy Word. What did you wake up this morning hoping in? Did you wake up this morning hoping in your flesh? that He'll get you to church? Did you wake up this morning hoping in your car or your house? Did you wake up this morning hoping in that bottle of medicine that you opened up? Some people here might take one. Some people here might take a handful of pills. My friend, I want to tell you, God's given us some miraculous things to give man the ability to do miraculous things in the work of medicine. Hey, but my friend, you need not forget that it was God that did that. My friend, you ought to have your hope in Him. He says, there I hope in Thy Word. Every speech, every saying, every utterance that comes out of the breath of an Almighty God, that's what we need to hope in today. That's what we need to trust in today. That's what we need to wait for. That's what we need to wait upon. Hey, we need to be tarrying, hoping in the Word of God. He's our shelter. Praise His holy name. Hey, He's all we need. He's my surety. He's my shelter. He's my separation. Look what the Bible says there in verse number 115. He says, depart from me, ye evil doers. Depart from me. Hey, God's the one that can help you separate yourself. You realize that when you got saved, for those of you that are born again, that from the time you got saved until the time you go to glory, that God's doing a work of sanctification in your life, that God's getting you out of the way and He's putting Jesus in the way. Hey, He's getting you off the throne of your heart and placing Jesus on the throne. And my friend, it's a work of an Almighty God. Only He can do it. He can help you separate yourself. Now, Brother Ronnie ain't here this morning, so I'm going to pick on Drew. Amen? Everybody says amen. I'll tell you what. Hey, Drew, the only thing that's going to help you in Charlotte, to separate yourself from the wickedness that's around you, and don't deny that it's not there, because I know it is. Hey, I've worked around some rough bunch. Amen? Hey, I've been in the rough crowd. Hey, you say, well, do you know that for sure? I'd say, well, I don't know it for sure, but I'd say he's probably been exposed to some things. He has to make a decision. I want to tell you what, my friend, the only thing that's going to help you is God. Hey, the Bible tells us right there in verse number 115, He says, depart from me, ye evildoers. Do you realize that the devil's waiting to tear down our home? Hey, the devil's waiting to tear down our children's lives. Hey, you got grand youngins this morning, and that the devil, he don't do nothing else. But destroy their witness and destroy their walk and destroy their testimony and destroy their hope of serving God. Hey, that's what the devil wants to do. Hey, God is able to be our separation. He's able to be our sanctification this morning. He says right there, depart. To depart means to depart away from, to avoid it, to turn aside. Hey, when temptation comes, all the way that can help you is Jesus. He'll help you turn aside. He'll help you turn away. He'll help you depart from it. He says, depart from me, ye evildoers. That evildoers is the one that is there to do an injury or hurt in your life. He's there to bring you to a place of mischief. Amen? He's there to bring you to a place where you have evil abounding around you. But I'm here to tell you what, God can help you out. God can see you through. He's all we need. There's a lot of people say, well, you've got to have this conference, and you've got to have this group, and you've got to have this Bible, and you've got to have this set of commentaries in order to make it through. Let me tell you what, it was Jesus crucified, high and lifted up, and you placing your faith in His shed blood, and in the empty grave, and the hope that He's coming again. That got you saved, and it's the same confidence that got you saved that's going to see you through to the bitter end. Hey, He's all I need today. He is my separation. The Bible says there in verse number 15, He says, for I will keep the commandments of my God. That's how you separate yourself. Just keep the commandments. Keep the statutes. Keep that which has been prescribed unto you, that which is due unto Him. Just keep it, guard it, protect it, preserve it, observe the workings and the writings of an Almighty God. He's all we need. Hey, He's my surety. He's my shelter. He's my separation. He's my support. Look at the Bible says in verse number 116. He says, uphold me according unto Thy Word. Now, have you ever felt down? Have you ever felt like you couldn't get no lower? Have you ever felt like you've just run out of steam? And there's a lot of people that run out of steam serving God because they don't see the evidence here. Don't see the evidence there. They're looking for all this, that, and the other. But, my friend, we need to tarry upon God. Amen. Hey, I'm not here preaching under great numbers this morning. Hey, I'm not here in a church that's got my name burning up in lights. And you know what? Some pastors would leave a church if it wasn't like that. But I'm here to tell you what. I'm not serving you today. I'm serving an almighty God. And I know that He's my support. Hey, He'll pick me up when I'm feeling down. He'll help me along when I can't see the way. My friend, He's all I need this morning. And He's all you need. He's my support. Bible says there, uphold me according unto Thy word. That word uphold means to support. It means to sustain. It means to rest upon. Hey, when you get weary and well-doing, lean upon Him. He's your support. It means to lean against Him, to rest upon Him, to place your faith and your trust in Him. He's all I need. Bible says there, uphold me according unto Thy word, that I may live. Amen. The Bible says, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. My friend, that's the confidence that we have to have, is in the Word of an Almighty God, trusting and believing in what He says. He says there, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. My friend, we can live, and we cannot live in shame. Do you realize there's a lot of Christians today that are ashamed when they step forth on the job and somebody starts a cursing and somebody starts a ranting and raving? Do you know that they're ashamed to stand up for Jesus? Do you know they're ashamed to say, hey, I won't listen to that filth. I don't want to hear that trash. And they're ashamed and they won't separate themselves. They won't walk away. My friend, I'm here to tell you what. God is all we need. He's our support. The Bible says there in verse number 16, He says, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. My friend, if we will just stand up for Jesus. Hey, we don't need to feel ashamed about Him. Hey, He's a Savior of our soul. And if He saved us, He'll deliver us even in this time and hour. He'll help us to overcome persecution. Help us to overcome ridicule. He's all we need. He's my support. The Bible says there in verse number 16, it says, uphold me according to Thy word, that I may what? That I may live. Now, but there's somebody here today that's not living. There's somebody here today. Hey, there's somebody here today that might not even be born again. You don't have a clue what I'm preaching about. All God's doing is speaking to your heart right now. He's confirming in your soul that you're lost, that you're separated from Him, that you're undone, because there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no desire to live. But there's somebody here today that knows what it's like to live, and you've not got that peace because you're not living for Him. Oh, you're saved, but you're backslid. You're saved, but you're not everything you ought to be for Him. The Bible says there in verse number 116, it says, uphold me unto Thy word that I may live. That word live means to have life. It means to remain alive. It means to sustain life. But it also means to revive. Hey, there's somebody here today that needs to be revived. Oh, you've already got life. You're already in a family. You're already born again. But you need to be revived. Need to be revamped and recharged. That word right there means to revive from what? It means to revive from sickness. It means to revive from discouragement. It means to revive from faintness. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's sometimes we get faint in the family of God. You get weary in well-doing. I'm here to tell you, lean upon Him. Trust in Him. He's all we need. He's all I need. He is my support. Look what it says in verse 117. He says, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. I'll tell you what, if Jesus is holding us up, hey, we couldn't get in a safer place. Hey, we couldn't get in a better place. We couldn't get in a more secure place. The Bible says there, hold me up. To hold means to support. It means to sustain. It means also to strengthen and to comfort. My friend, God will come along and breathe a little bit of fresh air your way. God will come along and lift a little bit more air underneath your weary wings. God will come along and He'll bring you a fresh drink of cold water to help you through that dry time in life. My friend, God's able if you'll look unto Him. He's all I need. He's my support. The Bible says there in verse 117, He says, hold thou me up and I shall be safe. To save means to be liberated. It means to be saved and delivered. It means to be what? It means to be victorious in battle. Hey, you're fighting a battle right now. You're fighting a war. Hey, the enemy's there at every turn. He's just waiting to have a time of fighting and a time of grieving and a time of battle in your life. But I'm going to tell you what God's able to uphold. God's able to hold. God's able to bring victory even in the time of battle. It says, "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe." My friend, God's able. Amen. God's able. Bible says there in verse number 117, He says, "I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." And I believe that's what's wrong with a lot of people. I'm not talking about wayward people. I'm talking about God's people. I'm talking about that's the reason why there's so much dissension and division in so many churches. That's the reason why there's no fire in the pulpit or in the pew. It's because people have lost respect for the things of God. They've lost respect for the Word of God. This ain't nothing more than a book they throw upon the dashboard of the truck. This ain't nothing more than a book that sits upon the coffee table. Hey, it ain't nothing more than something you pick up on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday and tote to the house of God because you don't want nobody talking about you. Hey, I'm here to tell you what. Hey, we need to respect the Word of an Almighty God. The Bible says right there in verse number 117, I'll get my number right in a minute. He says, "I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." That respect that he's speaking of there means to gaze at. It means to regard it. It means to behold it. My friend, we need to honor the Word of God. My friend, God's going to honor it. God's going to honor His Word. And if we will honor His Word, He will honor us. The Bible says there that we need to respect it. He says, "I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." Those things that have been ordained, those words that have been prescribed, that which is due unto God, my friend, He will bless. Hey, He's all I need. He's my surety. He's my shelter. He's my separation. He's my support. He's also my safety. Look what the Bible says there in verse number 118. He says, "Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes. For their deceit is falsehood." I'm going to tell you what, God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. God is a pure God, and therefore He can't have nothing to do with sin. And everybody that's contrary unto the Word of God, God is one day going to judge. Everybody that does not live up and it does not match up and does not honor up unto what the Word of God has to say that they are to be. My friend, the Bible says there that He is going to trodden them down. That word trodden down means to make light of. My friend, my God is one day going to come back in victorious glory. My God one day is going to come back, as we read at the cemetery this morning, from over there in the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. And it describes Him coming on that white horse. And it says on His vesture, it shall say, "The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Hey, He's coming back, not as just a suffering servant, but He's coming back as the Savior of the world that's going to deliver this world from all the unrighteousness that's therein. My friend, He's going to come back in victory. He's going to come back riding not upon a burra, not upon a lowly donkey, but He's going to come back riding upon that white stallion in all of His glory, a vesture dipped in blood, ready to do battle. My friend, the Bible says there in verse number 118, "Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes." Those that err means to go astray. Those that commit a sin of ignorance. Those that meander from the righteous path. My friend, I'll tell you what, if you reject Jesus today, you will be suffering from His judgment. If you reject Him today, you will suffer from His wrath that He's going to bring down upon this earth. But my friend, I'm glad to say He's my safety today. I don't fall in that number because I trusted in Him. The Bible says there in verse 118, it says, "For their deceit is falsehood." Their deceit, as it's described there, that word deceit means their treachery, their fraud, their deceitfulness. Their deceit is falsehood. It's full of lies. It's full of deception. It's full of disappointment. And I'll tell you what, the devil will paint a pretty picture on the highway to hell. Devil will paint a pretty picture on that road of sin. He'll say, "Boy, it's going to feel good. It's going to be glorious. Hey, it's going to make you satisfied." But I'm going to tell you what, the devil's full of lies, and the devil's full of deceit, and the devil's full of deception. Sin might feel good for a moment, but it's only temporal. It don't last forever. But the peace of God is that which lasteth forever and forever and forever. And the hope that we have in Him, will bring surety to our soul that we are right standing with God. But my friend, if you're not walking with Him, you're walking against Him. Amen? Hey, if you're not walking for Him, hey, you're walking from Him. The Bible says here in verse number 119, it says, Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. That puttest away means to cause to cease, to put an end to exterminate, and to destroy. God is one day going to put away all those of the wicked of the earth, all those that are vile, all those that are evil, all those that are full of sin and full of themselves. My friend, the Bible says He's going to put them away just like dross. Now, dross speaks of the refuse of a melting or a smelting pot. All that purity, all the pure stuff will go to the bottom. But all that trash that's within the silver, all that trash that's within the gold, all that trash that is within the ore of a precious metal will float to the top, and the smelter screens it away. Remember, that's exactly what God's going to do to those who are wicked, to those that are not saved, to those that are not found in Him, in the precious Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible says there, Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love Thy testimonies. My friend, we need to have our faith and our trust placed upon Jesus and nothing less. Amen? He's all you need. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's some preachers say you've got to send them this and get this certain type of water. You've got to send them this and get this certain type of cloth. Oh, you've got to do this and you've got to do that in order to get into heaven. Let me tell you, He's all I need today. I place my faith and my trust just like it says there in verse 119. He says, Therefore I love Thy testimonies. My friend, we need to have affection for Jesus. Need to have a love for the gospel. Hey, we need to trust in the finished work of Christ upon Calvary to know that He is the one that we can find redemption in. He's the atonement. He's all we need today. My friend, the Bible teaches us here. He's my surety. He's my shelter and separation. He's my support and my safety. My friend, He's also my salutation. He's the one that I boast in. Amen? He's the one that I glory in. He's the one that I uphold and exalt in everything that is good in my life. The Bible says there in verse number 120, He says, My flesh trembleth for fear of Thee. That flesh speaks of the humanity of whom that we are. It says, Our flesh trembleth. That word trembleth means to bristle up. It means to shiver. I believe that's what we have so much lack of in so many church services that we have anymore. We have a lacking of a fear and a reverence for an Almighty God. People don't shiver at God no more. People don't tremble in His presence no more. Now, friend, we need to be people that love God so much, and whenever He steps up and He steps on the scene, that we not only raise our hands in hope of His coming and raise our hands in the gladness of our salvation, but raise our hands and honor Him because we fear Him and we tremble in His presence. Now, friend, we ought to glory in Him. The Bible says there, He says, My flesh trembleth for fear of Thee. That fear means the terror and the dread. And my friend, we don't have nothing to be afraid of if we're saved. Amen? Don't have nothing to be worried about. But my friend, we ought to show reverence and awe unto Him. We ought to fear His goodness and His glory. We ought to fear everything of His reverential awe as to who that He is. Our salutation, it says there, He says, I'm afraid of Thy judgments. That afraid means to fear and to honor and respect, but it also means to show reverence. Our friend, we ought to love Him. Our life ought to be a life of loyalty unto Him. I believe that we've got so much disloyalty amongst so many marriages and amongst so many people and amongst so much stuff that people don't have no concept as to what true loyalty is anymore. And it's overran into the depths of the church. My friend, I'll tell you, we need to be a group of people that are loyal unto God, that are longing for Him, that are trusting in Him. I'll tell you what, I praise God for our church. I'm thankful for your loyalty unto Him. Hey, He's all we need. Amen? We just need to love Him and serve Him, trust in Him, do what we can for Him, be who we can be for Him. Why? Because He's all we need. Do you know Him today? If you don't know Jesus in the free pardon of sin this morning, I encourage you, come. Get saved this morning. Get saved today. The Bible says it's not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says it's by grace through faith that we are saved. My friend, it's not based upon any type of merit you received through some type of infant baptism. It's not based upon you being a good church member. It's not based upon your signing of a membership card. It's whether you have been born again, born from above. Do you know Him this morning? Have you trusted Him? Maybe somebody here today that knows Him, but you've not been everything you ought to be for Him. My friend, you need to trust Him today. He's all you need. Would you come? Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning.